U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton surprised many diplomats when she compared the bloody drug war in Mexico to the long-running leftist insurgency in Colombia. At its peak in the 1990s, leftist rebels in Colombia, funded through drug trafficking, controlled 40% of that South American country. The insurgency has weakened since former President Alberto Uribe launched a brutal crackdown against leftist rebel groups like the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. Clinton is now urging Mexico, the United States, and Central American countries to launch a Plan Colombia-style program to fight drug traffickers in Mexico. Bloodshed in Mexico's drug war has killed over 28,000 people since 2006. Plan Colombia has been criticized for its heavy use of military force, spraying of toxic herbicides to flush out guerrillas, reliance on American military advisors, and resulting human rights abuses. In her speech before the Council on Foreign Relations, Clinton claimed the Mexican government faces a well-organized network of drug traffickers analogous to a political insurgency. Prior to Clinton's speech, the State Department avoided any talk of an insurgency in Mexico. The Calderón government rejected the comparison with Colombia, asserting that it is resisting penetration by the drug cartels and reforming the police. In recent months, the Obama administration has made a dramatic shift in its policy on deporting undocumented immigrants. The Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, has sought to refocus enforcement on those who have committed serious crimes rather than conducting broad sweeps of illegal immigrants. According to the investigative website ProPublica, top ICE administrators have urged immigration agents to use more discretion in detaining long-time law-abiding residents, juveniles, family members of U.S. citizens, veterans, and members of the armed forces. An internal memo leaked in July discussed ways the administration could relax enforcement against select groups like college students and spouses of military personnel if Congress fails to pass comprehensive immigration reform. In addition, ICE has begun to dismiss deportation cases against people with active pending immigration cases who have not committed a serious crime. Administration critics, including anti-immigrant Republicans like Iowa Congressman Steve King, have blasted these policy changes. Over the last decade, the number of deportations has doubled to nearly 400,000 a year. According to researchers at Syracuse University, immigrants now wait an average of a year and a half for their cases to be heard in immigration court. Ruful Ali is a second-generation Bangladeshi immigrant who works as an accountant in London and commutes from a comfortable suburb. He is part of a new generation of Muslims in Europe who seek normalcy, with good jobs, kids, schools, and local sports. But the quiet life is becoming less accessible to Muslims in Europe as the political environment grows increasingly hostile to Islam. According to the Christian Science Monitor, the anti-Islamic backlash in Europe includes a recent referendum passed in Switzerland that bans minarets on mosques and a Belgian prohibition on women wearing burqas, with a similar proposal now pending in France. Ali, the middle-class accountant, says the backlash is driven in part by violent images of Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Taliban. "That is how we are seen. It is sad," he says. "We would like to showcase who we are in a good way." University of Chicago doctoral student Daniel Laban, who has studied the growing Islamophobia, says the current anti-Muslim movement in the United States is a combination of American nativism and European anti-jihadist ideology. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill. Thank you.